Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this lecture we will talk about the various literary awards, national as well as international, that are given to writers, specifically those writers who write in English. Now first take up the national literary awards, after that the international literary awards. So in India, the highest literary award is the Gyanpith Award. Now Gyanpith Award is given annually for the best creative literary writing in any of the 22 scheduled languages of India. Now in those 22 scheduled languages, English is not included. But in 2018, they had changed the rule, and they, from then onwards, they have accepted English as well. So along with the 22 scheduled languages, English is also considered. Means those writers who write in English. And the first writer to win Gyanpith Award, somebody who writes in English, was Amitav Ghosh. He won the award in 2018. Then who is the most recent winner of Gyanpith Award? Now another important award in the field of literature is the JCB Award. Okay, JCB Award or JCB Prize, it is called JCB Prize for literature, and it is given to a distinguished work of fiction by an Indian writer working in English, or translated fiction by an Indian writer. So what you should normally do is remember at least the prize winners which have won in the previous year or the year before that. Okay, at least 1 to 3 years you should know. Okay, because in the exam they can ask about the previous year or previous to previous year. Now after that comes Saraswati Samman. Now Saraswati Samman is an annual award for outstanding prose or poetry literary works in any of the 22 languages of India, means 22 scheduled languages. Now Saraswati Samman is pretty recent because it was only started in 1991. As compared to Gyanpith Award, Gyanpith Award was started in 1961. But here Saraswati Samman was started in 1991. Now after that comes Sahitya Academy Award. Now Sahitya Academy is regarded as India's National Academy of Letters, and it annually confers on writers of the most outstanding books of literary merit in 22 scheduled languages plus 2. Means in total it recognizes 24 languages. 22 languages are stated in the constitution, and in addition to that, English and Rajasthani are also recognized by Sahitya Academy. And some other famous winners of Sahitya Academy Award are, you know, in 1960, R.K. Narayan was awarded this for his book called The Guide. Then Raja Rao was awarded in 1964 for his work The Serpent and the Rope. After that, Mulk Raj Anand was awarded in 1971 for his book called Morning Face. Okay, Morning Face. After that, in 1975, Nirad C. Chaudhary, you know, very famous Nirad C. Chaudhary, he was awarded this for Scholar Extraordinary, the famous work of his, Scholar Extraordinary. Now after that comes Yuva Puruskar. Okay, Yuva Puruskar. Now Yuva Puruskar is also given by Sahitya Academy Award, and the purpose is to encourage young writers under the age of 35. That is why the name is Yuva Puruskar. And this too recognizes 24 major Indian languages. Means in 24 languages the work is recognized. Means if it has literary merit, it can win a Yuva Puruskar. After that comes Vyas Samman. Now Vyas Samman is also pretty important, but the only thing is it is not given to English writers. Now the literary work must be written in Hindi. So it only applies to those works. So English writers can't get this award, Vyas Samman. But at least know the recent winners of Vyas Samman. It is pretty important. Now after that comes DSC Prize. Okay, DSC Prize for South Asian Literature. Now it can be considered an international literary prize, but since it is, you know, limited to, you know, South Asia, the name itself is South Asian Literature, so that's why I have clubbed it under national awards. But yes, you know, going by the definition of international award, this is an international award, DSC Prize. And it can be awarded if the work, literary work, is written in English or translated into English. And DSC Prize was established in 2010. After that, another important work is the Hindu Literary Prize. The Hindu Literary Prize, this is basically given by the Hindu newspaper. And specifically, it's the Hindu Literary Review that is the sponsor of this prize. And it was started in 2010. And in 2018, a new category was added of non-fiction. So now there are two works that are awarded. One is for fiction, the other is for non-fiction. And one more thing you should know, that what was the purpose of establishing this award, the Hindu Literary Prize? Basically to recognize Indian works in English and English translation. So it's just about commemorating the best of Indian writing in English. Bas is cheez ke liye isko establish kiya gaya tha.